What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? Thank you all so much for joining me on today. It means so much to me. If you are listening to me over on my Feel the Beat web radio station, thank you so much for joining me at 6 a.m. It's early, but you're over here supporting, and I appreciate you. If you're listening to this episode at any other time of the day on any of my other platforms, such as Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public. Yeah, thank you all for joining me. It means so much. If you are a new listener, thank you for pressing that play button and giving me a chance. So, on my podcast, I speak about everything positive. You're going to always get your daily dose of positivity here on my podcast. I like to share some of my life experiences with you all. I really feel like we go through things in life to help other people. So some of the things that I went through, I know it's not for everyone, but I'm sure that there's someone out there that can relate to me and can relate to some of the things that I've gone through in my life. And you know what? I used to be embarrassed to talk about my life. I used to be embarrassed to talk about things that I went through, but I'm no longer embarrassed to talk about anything because I've grown. I've become wiser. I'm older now, and I now know my purpose. I now know that I'm supposed to be sharing some of my life experiences. And, you know, I can probably help someone else come out of whatever they're in. I can help someone else heal. I can do that. I'm always going to spread love and light. I talk about spreading love and light all the time. If you follow me on any of my social medias, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, if you YouTube, if you follow me on anything, what is one thing that I always talk about? Spreading love and light. I'm always going to speak about that because I feel passionate about it. And I also feel passionate about receiving love as well. I know that the love that we put out is going to come back to us. So what kind of love do you want to come back to you? Do you want a forced love? You know, somebody has to make you do something or, you know, make you love them, that type of love. Like, no. Or do you want something that's like free flowing, easygoing, peaceful, happiness? Is that what you want to receive? I don't know about you, but that's exactly what I am going to receive. So that is all I put out. I welcome in positivity. If people are not being positive around me, if they're being negative, gossiping, talking about people and all that kind of stuff, I don't participate in it. That's not my cup of tea. And some people may even say that, you know, having this type of personality makes me think that I'm trying to be more than other people and all of that. I've heard it all, trust me. And I'm not. I'm just being me. And I don't participate in it. I don't live there anymore. I really can't remember if I have participated in anything like that. I was a child. But as an adult, I know better. I know better because of the things that I have gone through in my life. And I know what it's like. I know the struggle. I know what it is to not have things. I don't have everything I want now, but I know what it's like to not have anything. I know what it's like to lose everything. I lost everything twice. Everything. I lost my place. I lost all of my clothes. I lost my vehicles. I lost a lot of things. I've been hungry. I've done all of these things, and I used to be embarrassed to talk about this. And I'm not embarrassed to talk about it because that's where I used to be. I had to go through things in order to get to where I am now. I had to go through things in order to appreciate what I have now. I don't have much, but I'm abundant. I have love. The Most High loves me. And I know that I'm constantly elevating. And I know that I have a story to tell. And I know that my story is going to help someone else heal. I know this. So I don't get hung up on thinking about, oh, they're going to talk about me. They're going to laugh at me. I don't think about that anymore. And trust me, I used to. Oh my goodness. I missed out on so many opportunities and so many blessings just thinking about what people were going to say about me. Just think about that. Let that marinate just for a second. I'm missing out on opportunities and money and blessings, abundance, because I'm in a shell and I'm afraid to open my mouth and witness to someone and tell them what I went through and how I overcame certain situations. That was me getting in my own way. That was me not walking in my purpose and not being obedient to what the Most High had for me to do. I went through all of those things so that I could tell someone else how to overcome that. I went through all of that to tell someone else, even if you are feeling like you're stuck right now, you may not have all the money, all the financial backing that you need right now. You may be stuck in a relationship that you don't want to be in right now. You may be stuck at a job that you don't want to be at right now. But better days are coming. Take baby steps to get out of that situation. It's not going to just come to you. You have to do the work. You have to put in the work. I'm not going to tell you that there's any shortcuts because I didn't take any shortcuts. I don't know of any shortcuts. I had to get out there and walk that pavement. I had to put in the work. I did. I had to bump my head a whole bunch of times. And through bumping my head and going through all of the things I went through, the Most High gave me a testimony. A testimony, and there is a fire burning inside of me. And that fire is telling me that I need to open my mouth and speak, because the things that I went through, the journey that I've been on, is going to help someone else come out of what they're in. I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but you're not going to be in that situation for long. You're not. Ask the Most High for guidance. And you know what? I was telling someone this the other day. In the nick of time, the right people will come into your life with the right message just for you. Maybe directly or indirectly. So let's just say you're scrolling on social media, TikTok, for example, and you're going through a situation. And you just stumble across this video where you see someone and hear someone speaking, and they're talking about the very thing that you're going through. You can relate to that person that's on that video. That sounds just like you in that video. It's not an accident that you found that video. It was meant for you to find that video in that moment. You needed to hear how that person overcame whatever that situation is. I'm telling you what I know because I've been there. I'm telling you what I know. You may be in the line at the grocery store and you overhear somebody talking about something that you went through. That conversation was meant for you to hear that. Maybe they're telling someone in line how they came out of something. How they had resources, or they found a podcast, or they found a video. Somebody was, they passed out a flyer or something. Like, the Most High will send that right information to you at the right time to help you heal, to help you out of whatever situation you're going through. I tell you, the Most High is so good. So good and so faithful. Because there are so many times that I gave up on myself. I don't have it all together. I'm a work in progress and I'm working on it. But there are so many times when I felt defeated, depressed, stressed out, didn't know which way to go. But in the nick of time, I came across the right messages at the right time. Maybe there's a song that would just come on the radio. And you hear those lyrics and it's like, man, that sounds like what I'm going through right now. And the person that's singing that song sounds so beautiful. And they're singing those lyrics. And then they get to talking about how they overcame whatever they were fighting and battling. And that message was sent to you just to give you hope. I'm here today to tell you, if you've ever felt defeated, if you feel defeated in this moment and you feel stuck, you don't know which way to go. I tell you, number one, ask the Most High for guidance. Number two, believe in yourself. Don't let self-doubt hold you back. Don't let your own shyness and fear of people making fun of you and talking about you keep you from your destiny and your blessings. And three, believe that it's already done, because it's already been worked out in your favor. You have to believe. Believe. Have faith. And once you have all of that, you'll be unstoppable. There may be some naysayers in your life. Maybe some people sitting on the sideline. They're supposed to be cheering you on, but they're just sitting there watching you, probably gossiping about you, talking about what you're doing and what you're not doing. Keep going. Keep going. Those same people that could have been in your corner, could have cheered you on, could have been your support system, are going to watch you be blessed. They're going to see you elevate right in their face. Without them. So hold your head up and know that you got this. You are amazing. You can do anything that you want to do, because the mind is very powerful. Very powerful. You are very powerful. And no matter what anyone else says, it has no power in your life. You have the power to make everything manifest in your life. You speaking positivity over your life is powerful within itself. And don't let anybody tell you anything different. Don't let anyone psych you out of your dreams and tell you that you don't need to do this and you don't need to do that. Don't let anyone tell you to put your dreams on a back burner. Don't let anyone make you feel like you have to wait or whatever it is that you want to do is not important. Because you are very important. You are magnificent and stronger than you even know. Strong. I had to learn all of this on my own. And it took me a while to get here. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. And I'm humble for everything that I have gone through to get me to the point that I am now. I'm thankful. I am. And I know sometimes, especially when you're going through hard situations, it's very hard to be thankful and gracious and all of this stuff. It may be hard in the moment, especially when you can't really see yourself, see how you're going to, you know, get out of that situation. And then you have someone telling you, oh, hang on, hang in there. It's going to be okay. And you're sitting there like, no, it's not. I'm here to tell you, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Give thanks when you're going through things and when you're not going through things. Don't wait until things are not going so well. And then all of a sudden you want to start, you know, scrambling and trying to, you know, be gracious and figure everything out. No, you should be gracious and humble all the time. All the time. Thing when things are going good and when they're not. Always be gracious and be humble. Be positive. Spread love and light. Spread peace. Man, I tell you. Being happy and having peace is priceless. It is so priceless. And I mean, I've been in situations where I didn't really feel like being happy and positive and all this other stuff. I didn't feel like it. I wanted to be mad. And I'm just going to be honest. I wanted to be mad and get in my feelings and do a whole lot of stuff in the moment. But I had to think about that thing. What is this really going to do with me being negative, being mad, yelling, screaming, cursing, just like being really ignorant? What is that going to do for my life? Is that really going to help me? No, it's not. It's not going to help. So I choose to smile and be positive, even when things are hard. Even when things are hard. And I tell you, all of the things that I've gone through, some of the things I've gone through, some people probably wouldn't have made it out. They would have given up a long time ago. I'm telling you, it's that bad. Sometimes, some of it was that bad. But I was born a fighter. I can't give up. I have to keep going. I have to be positive. I have to spread love and light. I have to do that. That is where my mindset is. That's where it's always been. And I can't let anyone have control over my happiness and my blessings. So if I'm sitting up being negative and acting ignorant, I'm giving power to that other person. I'm missing out on my blessings because I'm engaging in negativity. And that is the point I'm making. Do not engage in negativity. I know it might be hard sometimes. I know this. But think about the bigger picture. Think about how much happier you'll be by removing yourself from situations that mean you no good. Removing yourself from people that mean you no good. Imagine how much happier your life will be. I can speak on these things because I'm telling you, I have been there and I know firsthand how hard it is. I know how hard it is to smile and wish someone well when they just curse you out. They just called you every name in the book. They talked about you, your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and everyone else in your family. I know how hard it is to be positive in a situation like that. But I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you to be strong. Even when you're going through stuff like that, you be the bigger person. Because I tell you, maturity does not come with age. Some people used to say that. I used to hear that a long time ago. You know, as you get older, you mature. Well, I had to evaluate that theory. And that is not true. I have run across some of the most immature, disrespectful, ignorant adults that are much older than me. I just have. And it's like, I know some 20-year-olds that are way more mature than you are. So I can tell you firsthand, that is a lie. Maturity does not come with age. I think maturity comes with life experiences. That's just my opinion. And I'm sticking to it. It does. Because when you learn better, you do better. I strongly believe that. I do. So yeah, you guys, today has been a really, really good day. It's been a good day. I just had to hop on here for a minute. I know someone can benefit from the things I just said. It was placed on my heart to get on here and give you that message on today. I hope everyone that's within the sound of my voice has had an amazing, amazing day. I'm just happy. I'm excited about life. Very, very excited, actually. And, you know, when you overcome things and the Most High bless you, there's a joy. That's a joy that will be inside of you that no one can remove. I don't care how hard they try. There's a joy and a happiness that comes over you. And I have experienced that, and I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for my life experiences that has made me a mature woman, has taught me how to deal with people and things, and helped me elevate and move towards becoming my higher self. I'm very thankful and happy. And like I said, I wish this for everyone that's listening to me. I know my listeners are increasing. I thank you all so much for trusting me, for constantly coming back, supporting me. I hope that I say something that will motivate, uplift, and encourage you. Cause you to have an amazing day. Cause you to have an amazing week and an amazing life. I just love positivity. So, yeah, on that note, you guys, that's my time. I'm going to go ahead and end today's podcast. But I thank you so, so much for joining me, for listening to me, for loving on me. You guys are amazing. Thank you to all of my subscribers. If you're thinking about subscribing, it is $2.99 a month. I appreciate all of you for your support. You can always email me at kimijo774@gmail.com, and I will be sure to get back with you. Just allow me at least one day to respond to your emails. Yeah, I think that's all I got for you guys today. I want you all to know that the Most High loves you so much. And I love you too. And I will see you all in the next episode. All right, guys.